Ed, we're going to turn over your headset for a minute. Folks, we've got a special guest in the house with us today, Bob McSpadden, who has been in an awful lot of football stadiums around the state of Texas, a professional Texan known over the internet as Texas Bob. And if you've ever been to TexasBob.com, make sure your speakers are turned up real loud. Bob, welcome to Marshall and ETB's Ornelas Stadium.
Well, Charlie, I really appreciate being here, and, you know, we just have fun with the football stadium.
You and your wife live down in the Houston area, if I'm not mistaken, but you've been everywhere around this state, and you've been to a lot of games in a lot of different stadiums, and, you know, folks, if they can't find one, they can go to your site and get just that and probably a picture of the place, too.
Well, we try to. We have about 1,000 stadiums listed and about 300 pictures. If you're looking for a Cowboy Corral in Happy, Texas, well, I have a picture of it.
Now, as I understand, this is your first foray into some of the small college stadiums that actually are on the campuses of the universities.
Yes, Carter, that's right. And some of the colleges share stadiums with high schools and some don't. And you have to start somewhere. And at 1,010, I have some of the big stadiums and a lot of private school stadiums, but I really depend on the people that surf the net to correct my mistakes and give me the ones that I don't have listed.
Now, one thing, and, you know, if you ever go to the site, be sure and check out. It's not just where the stadiums and all are, but you've been a big fan of high school and small school football throughout your life, too. One of the things I thought was pretty cool is you had a clip and access to one of the state championship games. I believe it was San Antonio Jefferson. And I want to say Midland. I didn't bring my note with me, but there were a couple of guys that were playing in that game in 1940-something. Hayden Fry on one side and Kyle Rhoda on the other.
That was the 46 Odessa High San Antonio Jefferson game. I had an old newspaper clipping, and it was falling apart, and I decided to save it. Then I decided to put it on the Internet, and then I actually have a game film. So I put a clip of the two plays that primarily decided the whole game, and that's been a big hit. People like stuff like that. I have an old Odessa High Sweetwater game in the 40s, and then I've got the 1959 Katy Sundown State game, the newspaper article for that clip.
Now, that is fun stuff. We have been fans of that, too, gone to Texas High School Films. They've got a load of clips, too, and we actually have some game footage of Kenneth Hall, the old Sugarland Express, in his high school playing days, romping and stomping through the line and on into the end zone a couple of times. But, you know, where did you start your collection? I mean, did you play catch up with some places, or did you keep your ticket stubs and programs and such all your life?
I had some things, but I was trying to decide where the biggest football stadium for high school was at the time, and no one really knew until I found out that it was the Alamo Stadium in San Antonio, built by the CCC in 1940. If you ever visit there, there's some great plaques up there of the different players. Kyle Rutt was one of them that played there. And then I just started collecting. People would send them to me using aerial photographs and maps and different internet resources where I was able to put together a database. And recently, actually put them in a real database so I could get statistics. The average football stadium for high school is about 3,500 capacity. The big ones, 26,000 or 24,000. There's 10 that are over 20,000. A lot of them are 200 in what I call lawn chair stadiums, which are really my favorite because it's a place where the whole community comes together and they all root for the same team.
And a lot of times we have seen places like that primarily, and not that it's limited to, but you really see it in the towns where they play six-man football.
Yes, sir, they really do. And a lot of times they were 100-yard fields at one time, and make them a little bit smaller. There's a few towns, particularly in West Texas and probably some in East Texas, that have either shrunk or they had a big budget, but their stadiums actually hold more than the town population.
Amazing. Well, last night Jefferson was off, so I was able to go see a coaching friend of ours in Italy, Texas, and on the stretch of Highway 34 from I-20 to Italy, went through 3A, 2A, 4A, 1A, and a six-man town. Avalon's Eagles play just outside of Italy in their little six-man field off to the west, and it's just right there on the edge of the cotton field, and they might be able to put 100 folks in those stands.
Well, I think the real message is it doesn't matter what level you play football. It's an exciting game. It's a you make friends for life, and it's something that everyone in the community enjoys. And all those young men that play football turn into middle-aged men that are big high school and college football fans.
No doubt about that. I'd be a lineman now if I was at this play and weight back in the day. Tell us your trip in East Texas. How did we land you up here this time?
My wife and I, we like to travel around Texas. There's some other things on the web page about that. And we like to take our travel trailer and just sit somewhere and kind of get into the community. And I use the public library to check my email where I have to and to keep track of everything. And I've been out on Caddo Lake and up in Jefferson. My wife's up there spending money now, I think, in the antique shops and any small stadiums we come across. My wife is really good at spotting stadiums. She can tell the difference between a baseball field light configuration and a football field light configuration. And we also try to get the coordinates, just something we've started collecting with our GPS.
Somebody gave you one of those for Christmas, didn't they?
Well, I've had one for a few years. And sometimes we get the wrong field. An old field will look really good, and we find out, we're driving out of town and find out, oh, they have a brand new one right on the edge of town. And that's okay, too. But we have to kind of limit it to where the varsity team plays their regular season games.
All right. Bob McFadden, it is great to have you up here with us in the box. And I think we tried to do this last year. And we were cut off at the pass somehow, but we've got you up here this time, and we are certainly glad to have you as a visitor.
Well, this is certainly a beautiful facility of East Texas Baptist.